This is a CBC podcast.
Greetings, listener, and welcome to The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando, the moose and the manager.
And I'm Unicorn the Gary.
That's what... Wait, don't you mean Gary the Unicorn?
Not on backwards day. I even wore my sweater backwards, but the tag is a little itchy on my neck.
Well, let's just keep things moving forwards, okay? And listen to today's story order.
My name is Bonnie, and I wrote a story that's called Adventures Beware.
Ho, 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 ho. Excellent order, Logan. You know, a strong title is always the beginning to a strong story.
Excited am I, but also itchy am I.
Less itching, more chiming, Gary.
K.O.
Oh, boy. Pearl and Pete loved summer vacation. Every year, they got to spend a week at the cottage on the lake with their parents.
It's the best. We read comics.
And go swimming.
We go for hikes.
And go swimming.
I love the cottage.
And I love swimming.
As soon as they got to the cottage, Pearl and Pete rushed in to pick their bunks. When they got to their room, they found something that hadn't been there last year.
Hey, Pete, check out this old chest. I bet it's full of cool dress-up stuff.
Pearl opened the lid of the trunk.
I hope it's full of fun swimming stuff. I forgot my goggles.
Oh, nothing in here except for a boring old envelope.
It was tattered and yellowed with a diamond-shaped wax seal on the back. Pearl opened it and read the fancy handwritten page that was inside.
Walk through the woods, search here and there. What will you find at the end? Adventures beware. Huh. What do you think it means?
I think it means last one in the wake is a rotten egg.
Pete, it's not always about swimming. I think it's a clue to help us find treasure. Come on, let's look. If we don't find anything, I'll be the rotten egg.
So Pearl and Pete headed out back behind the cottage. They hiked in the woods every summer, and their dad had laid twigs and sticks to make a clear path. Pearl looked for treasure while Pete played in a hollow tree.
Pearl, look at this! If we cleaned out some of the leaves and envelopes in here, we could use this as a fort.
Envelopes?
Pete handed his sister a second envelope just like the one from the trunk. Pearl tore it open excitedly.
It's another clue! Leave no stone unturned. Look for one with green hair. The prize will be yours. Adventures beware. Oh, it's a real treasure hunt, Pete! And you wanted to go swimming.
Pete and Pearl set off again. Pearl kept rereading the clue.
What kind of rock has hair?
Ooh, this kind. It's so soft.
Pete was petting a mossy rock. It was covered in green fuzz that looked soft enough to use as a pillow.
Of course! Quick, let's look underneath.
Pearl and Pete lifted the rock carefully and peeked underneath. Blue beetles scattered across another envelope.
Another clue? I thought the treasure was going to be under here.
She opened the envelope while Pete peeked over her shoulder.
The treasure you seek is both common and rare. Look near and look far. Adventures beware.
They kept on hiking. Pearl wondered what the treasure might be.
It's probably rubies.
Or flippers.
Or emeralds.
Or a snorkel.
There will be gold coins, of course.
Maybe we should check the bottom of the lake. I'll dive first.
I promise we'll go swimming as soon as we find the treasure, Pete. It's out here somewhere. Where should we look next?
They looked through leaves and in between the roots of trees. They searched fields of flowers and through fallen pine cones. Suddenly, Pete called out from a flush of mushrooms.
Pearl, over here!
He held up a teeny tiny envelope the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, I found it under this mushroom.
I sure hope this is the last clue. Your quest draws to a close. Just look over there. Don't take it for granted. Adventures beware. You know, these rhymes are really vague. How are we supposed to know where just over there is?
Do you think it means that?
Pete pointed to a grouping of birch trees. There was a sparkling light that peeked out in between the leaves.
Look at that sparkle! The treasure must be diamonds!
Pearl and Pete ran to the trees and pushed through the branches. but there were no pools of jewels and piles of gold to be found. The sparkle was coming from the water of a private swimming pond. There was a waterfall at one end, and the water was so clear you could see right to the sandy bottom.
Woohoo! This is the best treasure ever! And this water is so clear, and I never need goggles again.
Are you sure this is the treasure? I don't even see a single ruby.
Pete was already splashing around under the waterfall. Pearl dipped a toe into the water. It was the perfect temperature.
That's kind of nice, actually. It's warmer than the lake, and there's no slimy weeds here.
Pearl paddled around, pretending to be a mermaid in a secret grotto, while Pete explored the sandy pond floor and did cannonballs off the waterfall. It was a pretty perfect way to spend a day.
I guess there's more than one kind of treasure.
Cannonball beware!
The end.
That story was terrible.
What?
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Orlando. On Backwards Day, terrible means amazing.
Well, then, in that case, I'll be sad when Backwards Day is over. Oh, but don't get this backwards. We want to hear your story orders. So please call us at 1-888-413-2781. Toll free in North America. Or email us your audio request to the Story Store at cbc.ca.
Or ca.cbc@storystorythe.
Gary, please stop.
K.O.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.